Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
It always feels like somebody's watching.
That's a classic.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. It turns out, not just Big Brother spying on you, but it might be your boss.
Mm-hmm.
New ways that your boss is spying on you, kind of trying to keep in tabs on you. Not just email, but they're trying to figure out what you're up to, what you're doing on your off time. That's weird to me.
Well,
like, why does the boss care about what I'm doing so much?
Well, they want efficiency. And I think there's a lot of people that can walk away from their office and make phone calls with their phone. So anyway, they kind of did this mock-up on the Wall Street Journal about this guy, this fake guy named Chet.
Yeah.
And he wakes up at 6:58 in the morning and he's checking his phone. And it's the phone that belongs to his company.
Right.
So they know what time he wakes up, what time he's going to get out of bed, you know? They can flag like really suspicious activity. Then he goes to get a coffee. He logs on to the guest Wi-Fi as he waits for the line for the coffee. This large company keeps track of which wireless network he connects with outside of the office. Okay. Then he goes to work. Oh, he's a little bit late there, Jamar. He's a couple minutes late. The ID badge, the Bluetooth device is picking up the fact that even though he's coming to work,
yeah,
he's running late. Okay. And they can use all the technologies to see what time you get through the front door and how frequently you do that. And make sure that, of course, unauthorized people don't come in.
Wow.
Then he's at his desk. Da, 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 da. He's getting a little bored. He gets distracted by social media. They can log that in. What are you looking at? How much are you looking at it? All right. That's crazy. And then they go, oh, he's having some conversations. They can monitor the rate of speech and the tone that you use.
This is crazy.
And so, it's searchable on a database. And they can measure who you're talking to, productivity, and they can do that too.
When you think about it, every move you make can be monitored, measured, and actually calculated and stored.
Right.
From the moment you wake up.
You know that little thing that looks like a Frisbee in a conference room? It's got little numbers on it.
The thing sitting on the table? Yeah.
Looks like a drone?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that thing also brings in other phone conversations from across the country, let's say.
Right.
You're having a conference call. But that thing can also provide analysis on what app is on your phone. But not only that, how you're using your phone at that moment, but your voice tonality. What you're doing, how you're monitoring, what your voice, how it's being raised and how you're conducting yourself at a meeting. Yeah. And then you leave work and it counts maybe how many steps that you have because you're counting steps.
Has Caitlin fainted yet?
Yeah. Now they're saying, don't worry about it because, you know, we want to help you with your fitness. We want to help you with making your work a little bit more fun to be at. Like, we want to make sure that there's a certain amount of time where you work and there's some time that you take a break and whatever. But are they? Are they really looking?
Luckily, I'm not the boss of anybody. But if I am someone's boss, like, I've got bigger things to do than to monitor each and every step of my employees. That's just in my head. Maybe I'm not a great boss. Is that correct? I mean, do I even really want to monitor my employees that carefully? I've got a company to run. No,
but I'm you're saying I'm a company that uses this data to encourage my employees to be more active and determine how much the firm should pay for health and fitness services. You agree, Caitlin?
That's a fib.
Okay. Right. Wait, you think they're really monitoring that carefully?
I mean, some companies might be. I don't know. if their business model starts to deteriorate, maybe they've been spending a little too much time figuring out when Chet goes to bed and wakes up.
Right, or when Chet goes on BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Just make sure that Chet...
Just worry about everyone getting their job done.
Wait a minute. We're a company that wants to be with you in these meetings, and we want to record these meetings, and we want to really encourage you to participate a little bit more in these meetings. You didn't seem to participate as much as you could have at these meetings. So we're going to have some sessions so that you can do that.
Chet needs to find a new job.
Chet needs to get out of that business. I would really love to know if there are any bosses listening. And just let us know, how carefully do you watch your employees? Like, what exactly of their, how much of their activity are you monitoring?
Are you measuring productivity?
Yeah, I've I've never really managed anyway, so I don't know how much really someone cares about, you know, how much management you do.
Well, are they providing coaching to help you? See, this is what I don't get.
Yeah.
This is what I'm like, they're hiding behind something.
Mm. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're confronted with that reality that you're spying on your employees, you're going to have to come up with something.
Yeah.
Today's topic is things that go fast. Things that go fast. How come?
Because we're giving away 4 passes to Canada's Wonderland.
Oh,
things like, go really like the Leviathon.
Like the,
that's
like
fast.
The roller coasters there.
Yeah.
Things that go fast, fast moving objects and things. Lisa's on Team Jamar. Hey, Lisa, what's going on?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Welcome to the team. We're thinking about things that go fast.
Okay.
All right.
You sound like you're out of breath. You've already been on a ride. You just came off.
I'm so excited.
Aw, you're so sweet. Oh.
I love you guys. I can't believe I'm at home today on vacation, and I'm just like, I gotta win. I gotta play.
Oh, you know what I really want to do? I want to take Jamar out to Wonderland, because I just saw a ride that I've never seen before there. It's called the Flying Canoe.
Wow.
Nothing could be more Canadian than that.
Get me on that.
Oh, that's cool.
What do you think of that, Robbie? What do you think of that?
Oh, I just heard the Flying Canoe. I haven't been at Wonderland for like 10 years now.
I know.
I got all kinds of stuff. I used to go all the time. But,
yeah, we got to go back, guys. All of us have to go back.
All right, okay. We'll do a family trip to Canada's Wonderland. How about that?
May the best.
I like that idea, Jamar.
Okay, right, cool.
A 4-pack of passes to Canada's Wonderland. The topic again is things that go fast. Robbie, you and I are up first.
Let's do it.
Okay, Caitlin, take us in.
Robbie, your 30 seconds starts now.
The thing you drive in.
My car.
Great White and Hammerhead are types of what?
Sorry, what's the question?
Great White and Hammerhead.
Shark.
It moves on railroad tracks.
Trains.
The face down and head first winter sliding sport.
Tobogganing.
It's propelled on water by an engine or the wind.
A boat.
The movie series, The Fast and the
Furious.
A two-wheeled automobile.
A motorcycle.
Time blanks when you're having fun.
Flies.
Okay.
Hey, not bad.
Killed it.
You got 7, Robbie.
We were looking for the answer. We're looking for the face down head first winter sliding sport. It's skeleton.
Sliding.
No, it's skeleton. Skeleton. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I've never heard of it.
You know John Montgomery that hosts The Amazing Race Canada?
Not really. I don't watch a lot of TV.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
he won
that sport. Anyway, we'll continue now with the next player.
Face down head first.
Yeah, thank you. No.
That sport's goal. Crazy! let's get it. Lisa, are you ready for action?
I am.
All right. Think things that go fast. Caitlin, please do the honors.
Lisa, your 30 seconds starts now.
Lisa, Air Canada and WestJet have a lot of these.
Planes.
The musical genre where artists rhyme quickly.
Oh, a pass.
Which Caribbean country is Olympic sprinter Usain Bolt from?
Colombia?
No, our astronauts take this to go into space. This big cat is the fastest land animal in the world.
A leopard.
That's time.
And are you gonna come down? Are you going to land?
Good job.
Rocket Man!
All right.
That's
Big up to everyone in Colombia for your national treasure, Usain Bolt.
Or
Jamaica.
Hey, guess who won? Robbie!
Robbie, congratulations, Robbie.
Okay, Robbie, this is your time to shine. Do the victory lap, Robbie. Come on.
I just want to say a big up to Usain Bolt from Jamaica.
And there's an apology to Marilyn Dennis for not watching TV. Is there not in this?
Yeah, so I got a newborn son, Nolan, so
okay, I'll let you go on that one. Well, congratulations for winning Breakfast Battle. And you know what, Lisa? That was your first run. You'll get to do it again someday soon, okay?
I will. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That was fun, you two. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep, that happened. Lisa definitely just told the Jamaican man that our beloved Usain Bolt was from Colombia. I died a little bit inside when that happened. I don't know if you heard it.
There was a groan. I heard it.
It's like a gut punch. All right. There it is. You know what my TV's broken on right now?
What's that?
HGTV.
Ah, a lot of Canadians are on HGTV.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's great to be here watching it on this side because when you're in the US and you're watching HGTV, this is what happens. You're watching maybe David Bromstead or one of these people, the Property Brothers.
Who are Canadian.
Or whatever. And you're watching and you're looking at this. Wow, that house is nice. That neighborhood's nice. You're like, wait, what city is that? And you're sitting there and you're going through your Rolodex in your head trying to figure out what U.S. city is. That looks like none of the cities I know.
Uh-huh.
And then you realize, oh, it's a Canadian city.
It's Toronto.
Exactly. But now that I'm here, I'm like, oh, Vancouver, Toronto.
That's right.
Oh, BC. Yeah, so it's cool to be here to watch those on this
side. It's so funny. You know, Property Brothers, Scott McGillivray, you know, the homes have worked down there. They're now part of the Bell family. You know, there's so many shows that are done up here. And a lot of times they do locate down in the States. But it's so interesting because I've been doing lifestyle programming since 1988.
Oh, great. So you're the perfect person to ask.
Maybe 87.
You're the expert on this.
Yes.
The trends cycle in and out on what's in and what's out, right?
Yeah, with fashion, with home decor, the whole thing. So I know you just bought a new house.
Yeah.
And I bet you there's some stuff that's quite dated in there.
Some.
And you're looking. So some of those things are. So I just want you to know.
I moved it to bedrock.
Oh, you.
The Flintstones just owned my house.
Well, you know, it used to be they wanted you to make your, let's say, your bathroom.
Yeah.
Your tub, your shower, very, very cool, like with jets and all this kind of, how many, you know, water, like shower heads you could have. Right now, that's not in anymore. It's water efficiency.
Water efficiency, okay.
So you got, so they're being economic about that. How about when you go into someone's house, and maybe you have this at your house, and there's a sink, but it's sitting on top of the counter. Caitlin, how do you feel about
like
that?
Like the bowl sink.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where it looks like there's just someone put a bowl on top
on
of the sink.
On top of the sink, the bowl sitting on the counter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like not a thing anymore, right?
That is not a thing. It's part of the countertop. Make it flush.
They're called vessel sinks, and sometimes what happens is because they reach up so high, you wind up having to make the actual counter lower, or the bowl's too high, or it's too close to the faucet. They're just, they're not the best option.
They're not. They're always messy. Things are always messy when you do that. The mid-range, I bet you got this, the mid-range yellow oak cupboards in the kitchen.
Like the one with where you could actually see the grain on the cupboards.
Yeah.
The entire home.
They're just, they're saying that's okay. Maybe the cabinetry's in good shape, but paint it. Paint it out. And we've been doing that for a long time, but you have to really clean it, make it lighter and brighter. How about those vintage rugs that they go, yes, this is a vintage rug. We took it in and we dyed it 16 times. And they're going, okay, that's faded. And how much did I pay for that one that was okay? And then you faded it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put one color dye on it. I got one of those. It's purple and I love it. But they're saying, just leave it the way it is, the vintage rug. Don't change it.
Yeah.
Leave it like the way it is. Like, you know, the multicolored rugs.
Right.
Or the ones that look like they're vintage rugs that cost a quarter of the price.
You know what I noticed a lot of the developed homes are doing right now? Maybe you listening to the show have seen this.
Say.
Okay, you know fencing. You know how fences used to be like vertical?
Yeah.
You know, like with the boards going up and down?
Right.
If you want your house to look really, really modern, it look like you did some work to it, now they're doing the horizontal slats on the fences.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
In my world of working with a lot of designers, that's a great look.
Yeah.
If your house is modern.
Modern, right? Right, right. So the rest of it has to match it.
Yeah, if it's not modern, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? It's almost too contemporary. Unless you make the exterior of your house a little bit more contemporary.
Also.
It's bigger windows, no mullions, all that.
Here's another one that I'm seeing a lot, too.
Sure.
Because now I'm just paying attention to this
stuff.
That's
so cool that you are.
Yeah, excuse me. This is not my world. I'm a comic book collector, not a home remodeler. But now that I'm in the world, painting your brick black or like dark colors or like
deep grays,
that makes the house look more. That's like that new trend though.
No, that is a new trend and that's been going on for a while, like some wooden houses too, like cottages.
Yeah.
They've been doing that too, painting it out, but not only just painting it out, let's say that deep gray that sometimes looks black, which is great, but don't trim the windows in white. Paint them out the same color.
The same color?
Or trim them in black. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
all right. So shutters, plantation shutters, just to let you know, are still in.
Oh, really?
But they're fading them out. They'd rather you put draperies up. These are the trends. I've been through them all, and I'll go through them all one more time.
Well, 'tis the season
for remodeling. It's only the third time I've been through all this again. All right.
Shout out to anyone listening to the show right now who just feels like sometimes you have too much on your plate. You have so many things you're trying to do, and you just can't really hit the mark on all of them. That's how I feel sometimes, Marilyn.
Yeah, I do.
Quite honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Parenting. Professionally.
Sure.
Housing. me-ing, feeding myself.
Well, this is also because there's a new, huge, new chapter in your life. And I think sometimes what we don't do is take time just to sit and be quiet for about 20 minutes and say, pick a problem, think about the problem. How can you solve that problem? And if you do that, that's off your list.
Now, listen, I'm not saying I'm special and that I have
problems
outstanding from anyone else.
Sure.
What I'm saying is I actually look out into the world and I admire those people who I see that seem to get a lot of things done. I'm like,
right.
I just want to do it like you for a minute. I want to kind of be like you. And that's the question I'm asking you this morning listening to the show. You could text us to 104536 and simply want to know if you could be somebody for a day, any person on earth, any person that you admire, who would you be for a day just to live life as this person?
You knew it right away. So
immediately,
I'm
I know exactly.
So just for a day, who would you be right away?
Sir Richard Branson.
Okay, now tell me why.
You know what I like about that guy? He does everything that I'm interested in, but he's actually, you know, done it well. And have had success with everything. Like, I mean, number one, he owns his own private island in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Anybody have an island you want to sell me? I'd love to own one. He record label, owns a spaceship or a fleet of spaceships, Virgin Galactic, which, you know, had some little issues at some point, but he did it. He's got a submarine. He's working for climate change. He owns radio stations. Just so happened that I like radio too. The guy has just done so many really cool things well. And he gets them all done and makes it seem like it's easy, even though I know it's not. It would really be cool to see how he does it all.
Right.
Would love to be him for a day.
Now, just so you know, after talking to him, he had many, many failed attempts before he got to this point. So he is a risk taker. So you know.
You know what's so funny?
And he has a lot of people helping him now.
You know,
that's
so funny.
The point.
I actually put up a post on IG today just because of based on how I was feeling. And this was a Michael Jordan quote. It said, I failed over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed.
Yeah.
You got to fail at life.
Yeah. And then you get your rhythm. You get your traction.
And hopefully your MVP trophy. But the point is, that Richard Branson is one of those dudes. I wouldn't mind seeing how he gets it all done. And I feel like being him for a day would do that.
Okay.
What about you?
I'll tell you right now. Hit it! I want to be Stevie Nicks for the day.
Stevie Nicks. Well, why don't you just ask her? Give her a call and say, hey, can we trade it?
I just want to be a backup singer, but I'd like to be her. Because I'd like to know more of her stories, and she is so cool on stage, and her voice is still great, and I just would like to be for a day, just one day, be Stevie Nicks.
The epic Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, great poetress, like she's just so great in so many things.
Yeah.
Talent.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, that's what I want to be.
Look at that. Marilyn Diaz. I thought that would be a tough one for you.
No, November 1st, they're here. I can't wait to see Fleetwood Mac in concert. What about you,
if you could
Caitlin?
Be anyone for a day, Caitlin, who would you
be?
Oh.
You only have one choice. Let's go.
I might be Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Oh.
I think I'd be Warren Buffett for a day, and I would just do all the same things that he's doing. In that one day, I would just write down all the knowledge he has of investments and where to invest. And then the next day, when I wake up back as myself, I'm just doing whatever Warren Buffett was thinking that day.
Exactly.
That's my plan.
Businessman, investor, millionaire, philanthropist, and also, I don't know if you do this part. Do you know he eats like a cheeseburger every day from McDonald's?
Fine with me.
Okay. Yeah.
See, I was thinking that, or I was going to say CEO of like Expedia or Air Canada, and on that one day, I would just add my name to the comped for life list. But
I see. You are investing in getting, and so you think when you come out of that little harp of imaginary, I'm Warren Buffett for the day, that you're going to have that knowledge.
I'm writing it down in my notebook.
I'm going to tell you this right now. That is not what's going to happen. You're going to forget.
You've
everything.
Got a 24-hour period, and then it's back to reality. You better maximize that. Exactly.
It's over. You're not Mr. Buffett anymore. You're at a buffet.
And also take a second and just use your imagination for a second. If you could be anybody for a day, just experience what it's like to walk in that person's shoes, who would it be? Your imaginations have run wild. Thank you. Looking at the text right now, a person says, I would be the wife of Idris Elba.
Good morning, Idris.
Okay. The wife of Idris Elba.
No, don't go to work. No, really. Stay here.
Really? Okay.
There you go.
I wonder what that day would be like.
Mm.
Another person said, I would be... Oh, wow. I would be my ex-husband and apologize for cheating on me. So you tell me with your one day to be anybody, you do that with it?
Well, because she wants an apology.
Yeah, but you could also be a millionaire for a day and say, hey, I didn't need my ex-husband.
Emotions run high in this one. Yeah, like, you know, upset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you choose to do with your one
day. There was another text following that.
Let's see.
From the same person about that the divorce costs more than the wedding.
Oh, yeah. That seems like an ongoing saga.
There you go.
So
there's a lot of repair that needs to be done, but that's what your wish is.
Someone says, I'd actually like to be Marilyn Dennis for the day. How about that, Marilyn? What is being you for a day like?
You ready?
Yeah.
To work with Jamar and Caitlin every day?
Uh-oh. Wait. Uh-oh. All right.
Then I got to do a morning. Are they going to do a TV show?
Okay.
If I'm lucky, I get time to pee between both shows. It's exciting.
Optional urine break? Okay.
And I'm home at 7 o'clock at night, and I get up at 3:50 in the morning. Do you still want to be me for the day?
Wait, bedtime at 7?
Yeah.
How do you watch Love Island?
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, okay.
I don't worry about things like that.
Understood.
Someone else said they want to be the Queen of England for the day.
I would like to be the Queen of England for the day.
What happens when Prince Philip's looking for a midnight kiss?
Well, I mean...
Oh, darling, that hasn't happened since the 50s.
Stop.
You're right.
You're kidding
right.
me. But just think.
Are they not kissing anymore?
That poor queen has got to talk to Boris Johnson now. That's her new prime minister.
It's true.
She's been through them all, huh? She started with Winston Churchill. Her end game is Boris Johnson.
Man, she went around for Churchill. That was one. His perspective.
Yes.
I didn't even think.
Yes.
He only exists in textbooks.
That's not even a full circle moment.
That's crazy. Okay.
We've got two votes for Jay Leno as well.
Jay Leno?
Yeah. Well,
Jay Leno. Okay.
He's got a good life. You know, he's a happy guy.
Yeah, so someone had said that it's because, you know, he's like a quiet, happy, kind person. Mm-hmm. But both of them specifically shouted out his car collection.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what is it like to live life above the chinfluence? Yeah. I don't know. Jay Leno, yeah, he's pretty cool dude. Someone said, I would love to be Beyonce for a day or any amazing singer. My singing makes dogs howl. So I'd love to know what it's like to be Beyonce, make beautiful music, and express myself that way. I could see that. A lot of people don't really understand what it is to make beautiful music with your own your body. I don't know either.
That's what I'm talking about, Stevie Nicks. It's just like taking that like Scotiabank Center and everyone's focused on your great songs that you've written.
Can you imagine when you are the instrument? You are the fine-tuned machine.
Yeah.
That is something
you
I would
see how
experience.
Many songs? You have a three-hour concert. That's amazing.
Yeah, man.
How do you do it?
Don't know. I don't know, but I'm enjoying your dreams, so keep them coming. Someone wants to be Drake.
Yeah.
I'd love to be Drake, too. Clearly, I'm not.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
So, Boris Johnson is trending. That's the former mayor of London, the former foreign secretary in the UK, and he has just become UK's brand new prime minister. He's been declared the winner of the Conservative Party leadership ballot after Theresa May had resigned earlier this year. So he's formally going to take the role of prime minister as of tomorrow because he's first got to ask the Queen for her permission to form a government.
Okay.
So there you go.
The chances that she says, no, I think I'm going to pass, or is she going to let him?
Yeah, she'll let him.
Okay.
I mean, she's seen her fair share.
I am in the winter of my seat.
So this is just another royal formality.
Yes.
Okay. They're famous for those.
She's seen her fair share of prime ministers, so I'm sure, you know, as much as everyone in the world is, like, thinking one thing or another, she's just going, yeah, okay. Just another day, just another prime minister.
Okay.
She started off with Winston Churchill.
I know.
This is amazing.
That's crazy to me.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was her dad's, and then her dad passed away, so she got Winston Churchill, and he taught her a lot.
So because this has been anticipated for a long time, like who would take over as the leader of the Conservative Party, who would then replace Theresa May, the very funny, the very British John Oliver was on to talk to his friend Stephen Colbert on his talk show, and Colbert asked him, you know, hey, can we get a little bit more information about Boris Johnson and what he's all about?
Well, tell me about him, because he looks like a failed clone of Donald Trump. He looks like they tried to clone Donald Trump with a toenail clipping.
Yes.
And it didn't quite take.
And
what's his deal?
Like entitlement from an early age, a kind of deep, white hot ambition pulsing through his life, no real principles to name of any kind.
Uh-huh.
A kind of
cartoon. And what about Boris Johnson? What's he like?
Oh, that was just laid out beautifully.
Cue the piano music.
I love it.
TIFF is trending in Toronto as well because the first round of TIFF films and galas are going to be announced today. The Crave documentary on Robbie Robertson of the band is actually going to open the festival this year.
That's so fantastic.
That's a really big deal. Mm-hmm. So the festival, of course, runs from September 5th to the 15th. And, you know, this is kind of the, this is now the lead up, like, because that is such a huge thing for the city. And so when that stuff starts going on sale, everyone gets to plan out their little schedule. I mean, having that open is it's a really big deal. I think it's only the second time that a documentary has ever opened the film festival. So that's cool. And there's some more trending movie news. Everyone's hearts were universally warmed yesterday when we finally got to see the trailer for the Mr. Rogers movie called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. So it was released, and Tom Hanks is going to play Mr. Rogers. I think this is the most perfect casting I've ever seen in my life. And if you ever wondered, what would it sound like if Tom Hanks sang A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood? Well, here you go.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor.
If I could just say, being from Pittsburgh, how beloved, I know he is around the country and North America, how loved he is in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's where he did his show at WQED in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to see Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood before they made it, put it into a museum. I did not get to meet him, unfortunately, but I will say that he is so loved that there is a beautiful statue of him looking over at the city of Pittsburgh, and it's for all the children in the world.
That's awesome.
It's so awesome. He's awesome. He was awesome.
Hey, who owns his train set? I want the train set.
Who has his cardigan collection? Is anything cozier in the world?
The Smithsonian.
Really?
They do?
They have a lot of his stuff, yeah. Yeah.
As Tom Hanks was singing that, I could like feel an imaginary cardigan wrapping around.
Doesn't that make you want to go get a pair of navy blue Keds?
Sure. Yes. Sure. I felt my blood pressure going down. It's a good medicine.
That's honestly great. I think, you know, this is going to be a big film. I don't know if there's any Oscar buzz surrounding it yet. We are going to find out, and it's going to hit theaters in November.
He changes somebody's life in this movie. He changes with his kindness. This is great. Thanks, Caitlin. Oh, I'm feeling nicer now.
Good stuff. Good vibes. Okay. Courtesy of Mr. Rogers and from 104.5.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.